I saw a future with this man. I decided to loan him some money on his request.
His prospects for cash were dim.
I loaned him money for car insurance, cell phone, and of course you can't get to work without a car. So I loaned him money for those things as well.
Why would you do that?
Because I saw ourselves building a relationship together.
Now, their future's not looking bright.
If you make them a first and second loan and they don't pay you back, you don't make them a third loan.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 23-year-old Tiprin Lujan is suing her ex-boyfriend, 25-year-old Robert Ortiz, for loans to pay his bills and to buy tools.
Order. All rise. Quiet. Shh. Yeah, it's case number 514 on the calendar in the matter of Lujan versus Ortiz.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parr has been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Ms. Lujan, you and the defendant were in a relationship. According to your complaint, you advanced him some money. You want that money back now that you are no longer a couple. Mr. Ortiz, while he acknowledges that there was some money that passed from you to him, says that the two of you were building a future together and there was never any discussion about repaying you for the money that you gave him. Now, first thing that you gave him money for what?
To get his car out of the impound.
And why would you do that?
Because I saw ourselves building a relationship together and he needed a car so that he can get to and from work.
So how much did that cost?
$349.
Did Mr. Ortiz ever pay you back any of the $349?
Yes, he did.
How much?
$150.
And other than that, he paid you nothing?
No, ma'am, that's not correct.
What else did he pay you?
There was another payment of $135.
On the $350 loan?
Yes, ma'am.
And he gave you that money how, in check or cash?
Cash.
Were you living together at the time?
Yes, we were.
Was he paying any of the expenses?
Yes, ma'am.
When?
He wasn't working consistently, and he didn't always have money. But when he did have money, he tried to his best to pay one or two bills and tried his best to pay rent whenever he could.
So these cash payments that he made to you had nothing to do with rent or expenses or anything else. They were specifically, according to you, allocated to the August 2009 debt to get his car out of impound.
Yes, Your Honor.
I don't believe that. You understand that?
I have documents here that support that. Right here, I have the receipt from the impound yard.
No, just a second. I believe that you uncrossed your hands. I believe that you helped him get his car out of impound. Question is, do I believe it was a loan? One of the reasons that you say it was a loan is because he paid you back in two payments while you were living together in cash on that loan. Now get to the other alleged loans that you made to him.
Your Honor, we were living together and I saw a future with this man. He was a very talented mechanic, but he had very few tools, so he couldn't work. So I loaned him $1,803 in tools.
Did he ever pay you back?
He made a few payments, but never did pay me back in full.
Well, tell me about the payments he made to you.
January 9th of 2010, he made a payment of $145.
And did he give that to you in check or cash?
Cash always.
And was that money, sir, that you gave to her for the tools or for your house or for nothing?
In general, for everything. For living with her, for expenses, for the tools.
Did you have an agreement with her, Mr. Ortiz, to pay her back to get your car out of impound?
No, ma'am.
Did you have an agreement with her, sir, to pay her back for the tools?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What else did you advance him money for after the tools?
I loaned him money for car insurance, cell phone, because you can't get work without a phone. And of course, you can't get to work without a car. So I loaned him money for those things as well.
And when he would give you money in cash, would you put it in your bank?
No, Your Honor. I paid the credit card payment that I purchased the tools on immediately with it.
In cash or by check?
I would actually deposit it in the account for the Chase bill. I would go into the bank, hand them the money, and say, put this towards my credit card payment.
I'd like you to show me that.
There are several examples here. I have all of my credit card statements, and right here.
Show me your payment on or about January 9th for $145.
I don't have a payment on January 9th. The payment that I have here is February 3rd.
No, you said that you would go in immediately when he would give you the cash and you would pay off the credit card. You said he made a payment on January 9th for $145.
That's correct, Your Honor. It must have taken me till the third to get it to, you know, the bank.
I understand. Anything else you want to tell me?
Yes, Your Honor. I took very good care of this man. I'm a very responsible person.
You did.
And I kept records of every loan that I made to him. We had a verbal agreement.
If you kept records of every loan that you made to him, you would have had him sign a receipt.
Your Honor, we were in a very serious relationship.
That's correct.
And I had no doubt in my mind that this man would pay me back. No, he had shown extensive dedication.
He would not pay you back if you got married and had three children together.
But we were not married, and that's why I made a loan to him and did not give him any money.
Listen to me. If you had, instead of being here, gotten married and had three children, do you think he would have paid you back?
I would have required it, ma'am, because it was a verbal agreement between the both of us.
No way. No way, because if you make somebody a loan and they don't pay you the whole thing back, you don't make them a second loan. And if you make them a first and second loan and they don't pay you back, you don't make them a third loan.
Can I explain why, ma'am?
You explained why.
Because if he couldn't get to work, he couldn't pay me back on the first loan.
Yeah.
And it kept progressing like that. He made several payments, 12 in fact, in 2010 to help repay his debt.
Ms. Luan, other than those 12 payments, how much money did Mr. Ortiz give you in cash for his living expenses?
Your Honor, I did not keep track of those because they were not a loan. I kept very detailed records of the loan itself.
So is what you're telling me, Ms. Luan, that when he gave you $145 on January 9th, which is a date you specified, where you made no payment on or about that date to the credit card, that he said to you, here is $145. I am giving this to you towards the loan that you gave me for the car, for the tools, for the, and you said, fine, that's going to be put towards the tool loan. And at other times, he gave you cash and he says, here, I made some money. This is for, you know, our insurance or this pay the gas bill or this is whatever. And that you didn't keep a record of. Is that what you're telling me?
That is exactly how it worked in our relationship, ma'am. I have two witnesses here that...
Not interested in your witnesses.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
It just doesn't sound normal. And if it doesn't make sense to me, it's usually not true.
Can I please show you the receipts for the amounts?
What do you have receipts for?
And later today.
What did he say when he called you from jail?
I can't be here. Can you bail me out?
And what did you say to him?
I said no.
And then what did he say?
Can't you put up your house?
And what did you say?
Are you out of your mind?
Perfect!
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tipran Lujan says ex-boyfriend Robert Ortiz owes for two very large loans.
I don't believe you. Because I don't believe that that's how a relationship works when two people are living together.
Unfortunately, he required a lot more expenses than I cared to give to him.
Then you should have thrown him out or not given him any more money.
Your Honor, and I helped this man out when he needed help. He had nothing when he came to me.
Listen, I agree with you. The fact that the relationship doesn't work out doesn't mean that it becomes a loan.
It did not become a loan when the relationship ended. It became a loan when I loaned him the money and said, you will pay me back, do you agree? And he said, yes, I agree to pay you back.
And what I'm telling you, Ms. Luan, is I don't believe that.
I understand.
Because that's not what couples do that go to bed together every night. It just doesn't sound normal. And if it doesn't make sense to me, it's usually not true.
Can I please show you the receipts for the amounts?
Just a second. What do you have receipts for?
These are the tools that I purchased.
I believe that you purchased them. I believe you purchased the tools. I believe you got his car out of impound 2 years ago. I believe that you paid his insurance on his car. I believe you did all of that. That doesn't make it a loan. That makes it a, honey, I love you, and I'm going to help you out now, and maybe there'll come a time when I have a baby and you'll be working and we've built this future together and you'll take over the responsibility. That's what goes through couples' heads.
I understand that,
yes,
ma'am.
Yes, I know you do, Ms. Luan. I actually do. Your case is dismissed. That's all.
Bodies are excused when they step out.
He had a temper tantrum.
Both, you know, had arguments. We didn't agree on everything.
And he broke a few things in my home.
And the arguments would then turn sour.
That's pretty much what happened when the relationship ended.
Things would get thrown at each other.
I hope that he decides to be a man.
And he would immediately call the cops.
And pay off his debt and end our relationship.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Culver versus Dylan Beck. Step forward, please.
Allison Culver is suing her ex-boyfriend, Roger Dylan Beck, for bail and a trip to New York.
Miss Culver, how is this lady related to your case?
She is the ex-wife of the defendant.
Okay. Miss Culver, I've read your papers carefully, and what you are asking for is some payments for airline tickets that you allegedly got for him. But primarily, your complaint is about some bail money that you put up for him. How much bail money did you put up for him?
I borrowed $2,500 because we wasn't sure how much he was going to need. And I put up $2,000, and he told me that he would...
Just a second. Okay. So what his bail was that you loaned to him was $2,000?
Correct.
And you got that money by taking out a truck loan on your truck?
Yeah, a title loan.
What I find interesting is that he was a boyfriend of yours. He had other interests around, evidently, based upon your complaint. And he had fathered a child in New York. You live in Arizona. He went back to New York to take care of that business. Then he came back to Arizona. You cared for him.
Yes, I did.
Now, what were you arrested for, Mr. Dullenbach? Uncross your arms.
Sorry. I was arrested for possession of a weapon and assault.
Who did you assault?
My girlfriend's ex-boyfriend.
Is that case concluded?
Yes, it is, Your Honor.
How was it concluded?
It was a $200 fine and an order of protection. That was it.
Well, you spent some time in jail on that case.
14 days.
When you were arrested, where were you?
In Saratoga, New York.
And Miss Culver was a girlfriend from Arizona?
Yes.
So this other girlfriend in Saratoga, is she the one who became pregnant?
Yes.
Are you living with her now?
Yes, I am.
How long have you and your wife been divorced? That's your ex-wife?
Yes, about 4 years, 5 years.
Do you have children?
We have one.
How old?
She's 11.
You pay child support?
Yes, when I can. Yes, I do, Your Honor.
What do you mean, when you can?
Well, work is kind of really, really minute in New York. So
why'd you go there and make another baby for?
It was on purpose. But the baby didn't make it, so we didn't have a child.
But you did?
Yes.
If you can't afford to support one, wisdom would say don't have another.
Absolutely.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Really? You were there?
I was there.
No, you wasn't. You're not going to tell me what I was doing?
Yes, I can.
No, you can do whatever
you want.
You
don't want to know why I can? I watch your body English.
My body English says I don't really care about being here.
Then
that's what my body English says.
Then, Mr. Dullenbach, you can leave.
That's fine.
Go.
Thank you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Allison Culver says ex-boyfriend Roger Dullenbach owes for two plane tickets and for the cost to bail him out of jail.
Now, when you got yourself arrested, who did you call?
My ex-wife.
Your last name is?
Dullenbach.
What did he say when he called you from jail, Miss Dullenbach?
I can't be here. Can you bail me out?
And what did you say to him?
I said no.
Perfect! And then what did he say?
Can't you put up your house?
And what did you say?
Are you out of your mind?
Perfect! And then what did he say?
Well, can you three-way call me to Allison?
That would be Allison.
Yes.
And what did you say?
Sure, because the woman you're with isn't going to help you. And I made the call.
Were you on the line?
Yes.
Relate to me the conversation.
He did his little whining and crying, and I can't be here, my daughter this, my daughter that. And so, you know, Allison is very kind-hearted and soft, and with Roger especially, and my daughter. And so she said, yes, I'll see what I can do. Maybe I can put up my truck. I'm not sure I could find a way.
And he said?
He said, I really appreciate it. I love you. I want to be with you. And then I put the phone down because I didn't want to hear anymore. I mean, I am his ex-wife.
Is that what you said to her?
Pretty much, yes.
Why didn't you call your girlfriend from Saratoga?
Because I knew she didn't have no means of doing so.
You're a real piece of work.
Yeah.
And I don't see why anybody would find you appealing, no less three women.
No, that's your opinion.
Mine's the only one that counts. Miss Culver, I want to know what it is about Mr. Dillenbach that it looks like a nice lady like you finds appealing, especially when this lady, who also looks like a pretty together lady, said, I wouldn't help him out of a pothole.
Well, when I first met Roger, he was very sweet, very charming. He spent a lot of time with his daughter. I have no kids. I fell in love with his daughter. He came out and visited me in January of last year. We hit it off really well. You know, we talked 4 or 5 times a day.
Then he went back to New York and he got involved with somebody else and he got her pregnant.
Well, she wasn't even never really pregnant.
Who cares? He thought she was, which, I mean, unless old Roger here is demented and believes, you know, that that thing can happen from sitting on a toilet seat, you had to know something else was going on, right?
Well, at first I didn't. I didn't find out until later when I went to go get my truck back.
So you knew about that business when he called you from jail on this 3-way call. You knew you were not in a monogamous relationship with him.
Yes.
So you know he's got the moral character of an amoeba. Well, amoebas may be all right. I don't know about amoebas. I'm apologizing to the amoebas. I don't want to hear any amoeba lovers. Don't write me letters. Don't send me emails. Now, I've heard Ms. Dullenbeck's version of the 3-way conversation. Is that what you recall?
Yes. He knows how I feel about his daughter, and he just kept crying and, you know, I can't let my daughter see me like this. And because his daughter's got like a tender heart, you know, an animal dies and she cries and you know.
I cry when an animal dies too.
And she, especially an amoeba. But he played on that, and he knows how I feel about that little girl. She's like my, you know, to this day we carry on a good relationship.
That's actually probably a confusing relationship to her at this point, if you have nothing else to do with her father. Do you have anything to do with her father?
No, I haven't talked to him since December.
And what happened when it came back time to pay this truck loan?
When he came back out the last time, he, this is just hard on me. When he come back the last time, he gave me his debit card from his unemployment, and he goes, draw the money off of this.
You mean for the truck loan?
For the truck loan, yes, ma'am.
Did you give her your debit card? Don't look down there, Dylan. Look over here. Did you give her your debit card?
Yes, I did.
Well, that's an easy answer. You see, you don't look over there. You look over here, and the answer is either yes or no. Do we understand each other?
Sure.
Perfect.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
What did you give her your debit card for?
I still owed her some money.
Look over here. What did you give her the debit card for?
I still owed her some money that I had borrowed
from her. For what?
To get an apartment for when we first met. But I borrowed that money.
How much did you borrow from her to get an apartment?
$500.
Do you remember that?
No.
Huh?
No.
Do you remember that you gave him any money to get an apartment when he got an apartment?
Oh, take that back. Yes, I did. I had given it to him like the year before.
1 year before?
Yeah.
And did he ever give you back that money?
No.
No.
But I wasn't
worried
about it.
That's not what the debit card was for, Dillenbach.
Well, really? You were there?
I was there.
No, you wasn't. No. You're not going to tell me what I was doing?
No.
You can say whatever you want, but don't tell me what I did.
Yes, I can.
Well, you can do
whatever
you want.
You don't want to know why I can?
Why, because it's your judge court?
That's right.
Well, whatever.
That's right. Because I watch your eyes. I watch your body English.
My body English says I don't really care about being here.
Then
that's what my body English says.
Then, Mr. Dillenbach, you can leave.
That's fine.
Go.
Thank you.
The other way.
Whatever.
That way.
At least I ain't got to look at you no more.
Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $4,400. Thank you. That's with your interest.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She's mad because I don't want to be with her.
You can only take advantage of somebody so much.
Sorry, you don't choose who you fall in love with.
And it winds up coming back and biting you.
And I didn't fall in love with her.
You know, you can't use your kids to get what you want.
If I have anything to do with it, after what she just done with me.
I have a relationship with her. She has a relationship with me. And
she won't be seeing my daughter.
That's the way it's going to be. He can't stop it.